vocalist and writer and arranger. I think you'll enjoy hearing from him. So we're going to start out with Orris Jenkins, since he is going to be opening for the Curtis Brothers, and then we're going to get into the Curtis Brothers Quartet. So we're going to start with Orris Jenkins from his album, his latest release entitled Soar, and we're going to hear the song Birds Soar.
Watching the class move, I do what I have to. I give you the half truth, then I go to the bathroom. Look in the mirror, what's so on vivid is getting clearer. God tries talking to me, I ain't hear him. Picture me terror. The moonshine sheds light over the darkest, deepest New York City secrets. Lying beneath this heavily weighted foot of a soldier at war. Picture me trying to triumph. Don't know what I'm doing, just to give effect that I might maybe make a life for myself, full of wealth. Make me wanna get it right. And what I do know is making my school notes looking easy. It's what I never know that keeps me breathing. Oh. Thank you.
Marcus Brothers Quartet, and they'll be playing at Infinity Hall in Hartford on April 17th, which is Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. And the Infinity Music Hall is at 32 Front Street in Hartford, Connecticut. It sounds like a great venue. They've been operating there for about a year now, and I have yet to check it out. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend that event, but certainly it's going to be a great show. And opening for the Curtis Brothers is going to be Orris Jenkins, and we heard from both of those great groups. We started out with Orris Jenkins from the album Soar, and we heard the track, I guess you'd call it the title track, Birds Soar. And after that, we heard from the Curtis Brothers Quartet from their album Blood, Spirit, Land, Water, Freedom. And we heard a track entitled Maria Cervantes. And that track has Zakai Curtis on piano, Lucas Curtis on bass, Ronaldo De Jesus on congas and percussion, and Richie Barche on drums. And that is the Curtis Brothers Quartet. And once again, they're going to be playing at Infinity Hall in Hartford on Sunday, April 17th at 7:30 p.m. Check that out. It's going to be a great show. We're going to continue on with a track from Dexter Gordon. I had to play it because I was watching the Jackie Robinson special on PBS this week, and they kept playing this tune in the background of the Jackie Robinson special that they were doing. It was a great, great TV show by Ken Burns produced that one and directed it. And it was just a great, great show, a two-part series. And as I said, they kept playing this Dexter Gordon tune, and so I wanted to play it on today's show. Besides Dexter Gordon, they also, that soundtrack was just phenomenal. It had Miles Davis and John Coltrane, Art Blakey, and many, many more. So check it out on the internet. I think you can probably see it on the internet. It's definitely worthwhile to catch that and to listen to that soundtrack as well. But we're going to hear from Dexter Gordon. This is one of his famous tracks called Tanya.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support, to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.
All right, let's continue on with some more music. The last thing you heard was from Dexter Gordon from his album One Flight Up. We heard Tanya, and that's a Donald Byrd composition. That's Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Kenny Drew on piano, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. That's a fine quintet for sure. Recorded back in 1964. We're going to continue on now with Cannonball Adderley from the album In New York. This is a great sextet. And we're going to hear Planet Earth. We'll be right back.
ladies and gentlemen. That one's called Planet Earth. It was written by our colleague, Brother Yusef Lateef. Thank you.
music there. The last two tracks you heard had a common thread, and that was the drummer, Allison Miller. But the last one you heard was Allison Miller's Boom Tick Boom, name of the group, and the album certainly has a different name. The album's entitled Otis Was a Polar Bear. All right, it's interesting. And that is Allison Miller's group there. She's a fine drummer. And let's see who's on that track. Besides Allison Miller on drums, Myra Melford on piano. Jenny Scheinman was the one playing violin on that. Kirk Knufke on cornet. Ben Goldberg on clarinet. And Todd Sikafus on upright bass. Allison Miller's Boom Tick Boom. And she's going to be appearing at Firehouse 12 on May 6th. I think I might try to get to that one because I've seen Allison Miller in the past and she puts on a great show, a really, really good drummer. Firehouse 12 in New Haven, 45 Crown Street in New Haven. She'll be playing there on May 6th, doing two sets, one at 8:30 and another one at 10 o'clock. And if you've never been to Firehouse 12, it's quite an interesting venue. Very, very nice venue indeed. An intimate setting. And by day, it is a recording studio. So you know the acoustics and the attention to the sound is spectacular. And then at night, they actually kind of bring out a few rows of folding chairs and turn it into a performance venue. So you'll want to check that out. Firehouse 12 on May 6th, Allison Miller's Boom Tick Boom. Before that, we heard from Will Bernard, an album called Out and About. Will Bernard is a guitarist, and there he was playing with John Ellis on saxophone, Brian Charette on organ, Ben Allison on bass, and as I mentioned, Allison Miller on drums, and you could hear that Allison Miller interesting beat throughout those two tracks. We started out that set with a classic album, Cannonball Adderley Sextet in New York. And we heard the track Planet Earth. And listen to this sextet. It's Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone, Nat Adderley on cornet, Yosef Latif on tenor saxophone, flute, and oboe, Joe Zawinul on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Cannonball Adderley's Sextet. That was recorded live at the Village Vanguard in New York City. All right, time now is 11:30. Man, where is the time going? I'm having a lot of fun here on Friday Morning Jazz. We've got a half hour left to go. I've been playing some new CDs that came into the studio, and I'm going to try to play a whole lot more between now and the top of the hour, noontime, when Public Affairs is going to be broadcast. We're going to continue on, though, with a great harmonica player. His name is Gregoire Marais. I really dig this this harmonica player, and he's got a brand new album out called Wanted, and I see he's doing a cover of the great track Footprints, a Wayne Shorter composition, so I wanted to hear that one. This is Gregoire Marais. Thank you. That's Alan Ferber's No Net from his new album entitled Roots Transitions. Very interesting composition and arrangement. We heard the track Clocks, and that had solos by Shane Ensley on trumpet, Jim Gordon on sax, Nat Radley on guitar, and Mark Ferber on trombone. And he, of course, did those great arrangements on that. Let's see. Before that, we heard a new one from Hiromi from her album Spark. We heard All's Well. And that had the typical Hiromi sound, that time on acoustic piano, and also including Anthony Jackson on contrabass guitar and Simon Phillips on drums. Contrabass guitar. Well, I know Anthony Jackson as an electric bass guitarist. I wonder if contrabass guitar is actually lower than bass. All right. And we started out that set with Gregoire Marais from his album Wanted. And we heard his version, kind of a funky version of Footprints. Gregoire Marais is that great harmonica player. We dig Gregoire Marais. All right. Wow, man, where has the time gone? It's almost time to finish the show.